George Harrison, how different is your life now as a member of the Beatles to what it was, say, even 4 years ago?
Everything's completely changed, and you just do everything automatically, like signing autographs and waving at people.
What about home life with your own family? Do you ever get any these days?
Yeah, occasionally. Say once every fortnight we manage to get home. If we're not appearing in our hometown, then it's usually okay. They don't expect us to be there, and it's, you know, quite quiet.
But, has changed your status with the family much?
Not really. It makes them more popular, and people sort of, after a while, spot my parents anyway. You know, they're like, or we're same with the others. You know, they say there's George's dad, or whereas before they wouldn't know him from Adam. But, you know, they're just still the same as before.
What about the wealth that comes with this kind of success? Has that made a great deal of difference to the way you live and the way your family live?
No.
And you're one of the reputed deep thinkers of this group. How do you see it as a peak in your life? What happens to you after this is over?
Well, I suppose we'll stay doing this sort of stuff for a couple of years, and naturally we won't be able to stay at this level, but we should have another 2 years at least, I think.
Then what happens to George Harrison then?
I don't know. I'll know by the time that comes along. Probably have a little business or something like that.
You don't want to go on in the profession?
Probably, yeah. I'd like to make records, you know, with other artists. I don't mean perform, I mean as a producer.
You occasionally look around there, and when you hear noises like the noise outside this theatre at Doncaster, the continuous screaming of thousands and thousands of boys and girls for you, it doesn't sort of shake you up a little inside?
No. It makes you feel good. You know, the idea of people so keen to see us. I mean, it's flattering. And after a while, you get used to the noise all the while, and so you just carry on as if it wasn't there. You know, you just get immune to things like that.
Ringo Starr, it's been suggested that boys coming from the particular area that you come from, if you hadn't found an interest in music, might have found it much more difficult to get out and make a go of life. Would you comment on this?
I think it's true, you know. I mean, when I was 16 and that, you know, I used to walk on the road, you know, with the rest of the lads, and we'd have all our drape coats on, and I mean, we never got to the stage of beating up old women, though. Just, you know, we've had a few narcs and that with other rival gangs sort of thing. But then I got the drums, and the bloke next door played a guitar, and I got a job.
Teddy boy!
And we started playing together, and another bloke in work made a bass out of an old tea chest, you know, in them days. This was about 58, mind you. And we played together, and then we started playing on dances and things, you know, and we took an interest in it, and we stopped going, you know, out of sort of hanging around corners every night.
Paul McCartney, you're one of the original Beatles. Where did the name Beatles originate?
Well, dibs. John thought of it, first of all, just as a name, just for a group, you know. We just didn't have any name. Well, yeah, we did have a name, but we had about 10 of them a week, you know. We didn't like this idea, so we had to settle on one particular name. And John came up with the name Beatles one night, and he sort of explained how it was spelt with an EA, and we said, oh, yes, it's a joke.
Since when it's come to represent a large section of the young population called the Beatle people, do people regard yourself as leaders of this particular group?
No, we're not leaders of any sort of a group. The thing is, people always say, you started great trends and things, but in actual fact, all that we've done is gone along with the trends, and if in going along with it, we sort of encouraged other people to go along with a couple of our ideas, you know, all very well, but we haven't tried consciously to start anything like a trend, you know.
It said, John Lennon, that you have the most goon-type humour of the four Beatles.
Who said that?
I think I read it in one of the newspapers. I'm going wrong. I want to get a nice personality bit.
I haven't got a nice personality.
What kind of personality would you say you have?
Very nice.
Is this evidence of goon-type humour?
No, I don't think I really have goon-type humour. That's just an expression people use, but I haven't heard them.
My teeth are bleeding.